Hey, welcome back to the discussion episode for the story, Do You Believe in Jesus?
So today, we shared the story of Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. He's talking specifically to Nicodemus about being reborn in the Spirit and living an everlasting life with God in heaven. Jesus then shared the intention of God in sending him to specifically give us everlasting life to save us from our sins.
Yeah. Well, it's time for questions. Be sure to pass the phone on to a passenger and hit pause after each item. Now, after these questions, as promised, we're going to share a little bit more about how you can have a relationship with Jesus.
I'm excited to do so.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So, question number one.
Is there someone in your life you have been trying to share your faith with? Someone specific? Hit pause and discuss.
All right, question number two. What makes sharing your faith scary or hard? Hit pause and discuss.
Question number three. How can you, with God, overcome this fear and continue to share your faith with the people around you? Hit pause and discuss.
Hey guys, thanks for discussing these questions. Now, let's get into this idea of what it means to have a relationship with Jesus and how do we start that? So I think there's some real easy correlations from a relationship with a human being that we can connect with having a relationship with God. So, you know, I need to talk with God in order to have a relationship with him, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing I always say to people when they ask me this question is like, if you didn't talk to your best friend for 6 months or a year, you know, how well do you really know them?
Yeah, for sure. But I think when we're talking about a relationship with God, we're not just simply talking about knowing God and talking with him, but we're talking about having an eternal relationship with God and one day living in heaven with him. And so it talks in the Bible about confessing. Maybe Braden, you can tell us what confession actually is.
Yeah, so I think my understanding is just bringing our sins to God. It's, you know, it's speaking those out loud to him. It's in our prayer time saying, God, forgive me for these things. This, I know this is where I've gone wrong. And there's a lot of different ways we can do that, but it's bringing those things to God and saying, God, I know you've paid the price for this. I know you are stronger and have defeated these things in my life already. And I recognize that I am human and I am sinful and that I need your help.
You know, it talks about in the Bible when we confess our sins, he is able and will forgive us of those sins. And I think that's just an amazing thing. And so when we are given forgiveness, when we are given his grace, we are able to have a relationship with him. I think the other aspect of this is, so how do I get to heaven? You know, and what does that look like?
I think, John, like to answer that question, we saw Jesus speak about that today in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talks to Nicodemus and he says, whoever believes in me should have eternal life. And that, I believe, is the direct answer to your question, you know, talking about heaven, talking about eternal life, what happens after this world, our life on this world. And it's through Jesus, you know, in the Bible, it says he's the way, the truth, and the life. And that's what it's speaking about. He is the key and the bridge to all of those things.
Mm.
And it's through our belief in him, through our faith in him, that we get those. We get to receive that gift.
So it being a gift means that it's his grace that sustains that relationship.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, the idea of a gift is that all we have to do is accept it. It's as easy as that.
Well, I think there's one other thing that a lot of kids, and I know I remember asking this question to my mom when I started my relationship with Jesus. And I asked the question, when do you go to heaven? And the simple answer is when life here on earth is done for us and we believe in Jesus, we will then go to heaven. Mm-hmm. And that's a real comforting thing for me to know that, you know, not only will I be there, but I will actually get to be able to see a lot of the friends and family that I know who have gone on before me.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that I've learned throughout my relationship with Jesus is the more I get to know him, the more I want to know him. And it snowballs and it becomes very exciting. And so, you know, I hope and I pray that by the end of my life, whenever that is, that the next step in seeing Jesus and God in heaven is just, I mean, it'd be so hard to understand, but so amazing and overwhelming and exciting all at the same time.
Well, if we didn't confuse you, let me summarize it with this verse, chapter 3, verse 16 of the book of John. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the discussion episode, and we hope that you will continue to grow in a relationship with Jesus. We will chat with you next week.